You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, with about a week's worth of games played in the regular season, we're taking a look at what is going on with a lot of our teams around the league. I'm Allison Footer, here to talk Padres baseball with A.J. Casadell. A.J., not a shocking start to the season for the Padres, but I do want to talk about somebody that we have not talked about because he was not on the opening day 25-man roster, but he was called up because of an injury, Robbie Erlin. And he's a pitcher, and he had a very good outing recently. So tell us about that and how encouraged the Padres were to see this.
Yeah, he's actually had two really good outings recently. The last one against the Phillies was, he's just the picture of efficiency, everything you want out of a starting pitcher. I think he needed 80 pitches to get through six innings and had to be removed because he gave up one run on really the only mistake he made on the whole night, which I don't even think it was a mistake. It was a changeup that was down. He said he should have thrown a fastball. But, he didn't make many mistakes, and he attacked the strike zone. So if you're a baseball fan, he's exactly the kind of pitcher you want to watch because he works quickly, and he got ahead at one point. He was ahead in he threw strike one into 11 straight batters. So – and his first outing actually came on Friday when he got called up because of a bullpen injury, and he did the exact same thing in relief. So the Padres have a couple guys who are talented pitchers who kind of tend to nibble around the strike zone. Robbie Erlin does not do that, and Brandon Morrow is coming back soon. Tyson Ross is probably coming back soon too. It'll be interesting to see. The Padres have a decision to make with Erlin, and he's only helping his case with what he's done so far.
Is there a place for him? And forgive me for not knowing the rotation as well as you do, but as far as, with guys that may not have options on a contract or are in, where would he fit in when these guys come back healthy? Is there a place where he would actually be able to, take someone else's spot who wouldn't necessarily be like somebody that they'd have to throw into waivers or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a place for him. The question is kind of who either gets sent down or sent to the bullpen to fill that place. Obviously, Erlin has to keep pitching the way he's pitching. Tyson, he probably has two or three more starts before Ross and or Morrow come back. So there's a place for him that may necessitate Drew Pomeranz going to the bullpen, although he looked very good in his first start. Colin Ray, he was kind of one of the guys who has pretty good stuff, but he walks too many guys, and his pitch count gets too high too fast. So if he can kind of limit that, he'll have a chance to stay in the rotation. It's interesting because we spent pretty much all of spring discussing the Padres' battle for the final two rotation spots. Well, spring ended. We thought that it ended, and now Tyson Ross's injury plus Brandon Morrow's impending return, we kind of have the exact same battle going on 2 weeks into the season.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, we put so much stress on who's going to make that roster coming out of spring training, and within a week, it's completely, it can look completely different. Things happen in our game. So, okay, so there's four guys. We talked a little bit about Ross and Morrow. There's four guys that are on the mend who could be slowly making their way back. So let's start with Solarte. I guess he was out with a hammy injury. So what's his status, and when could we see him back?
So Andy Green talked, and he's just getting reports on Solarte because Solarte's back in San Diego. And he said that Solarte could be back closer to the 15-day mark than the 30-day mark. I think they had kind of expected it to be a month at first, and now they're optimistic that it's going to be less than that. So beginning of May is probably most likely. The Padres can really use his bat in the lineup, mostly because they get very right-handed heavy. John Jay and Corey Spangenberg lead off as a pair of left-handers. And that's fine because they're both on-base guys and they both have pretty even splits. But they get right-handed heavy toward the middle of the lineup. And Solarte has some left-handed power. Solarte is a switch hitter, so he can kind of break that up. Plus, he was hitting the ball really well. And I think when he went down, that was kind of the first – he was obviously upset that he got hurt. You're upset when you get hurt whenever because you want to be out on the field. But he said, hey, it's really too bad this happened now because I was feeling really good at the plate. And he was. Remember, the Padres got off to that rocky start early in the season. He was one of the few guys that was hitting the ball hard. And he went down with the injury. So they really could use him to lengthen their lineup, and the sooner the better for them.
Okay, and so we talked a little bit about Ross Amaro, but you think it'll be like another couple weeks in terms of like missed starts, another two or three before they have to make some of these decisions?
Yeah, Ross is an interesting case because everyone talked about how minor it was. He hasn't started throwing again. He hasn't started throwing again yet, so and that should come soon. So my guess is that as soon as he starts throwing, we're going to know whether there's anything lingering or whether, hey, it's just Ross said when he talked to the trainer about it, he figured it would just be something that, hey, get a little treatment and go out there and make your next start. And all of a sudden, obviously in April, it's never a bad idea to play cautious. Brandon Morrow could be the end of April too. Ross's first day, he could come back, will be April 20th. Brandon Morrow, he's interesting because they're essentially not rushing him. He's got off to a late start to spring training. I mean, he was there the whole time, but he was working out. They just took it really, really slow with him, given that he's coming off shoulder surgery last August. And he pitched 5 1/3 innings last night for Class A, or 2 nights ago for Class A. So it'll be an interesting decision they have to make with him because they really, really have been taking it slowly. He was one of the Padres' best pitchers to start the season last year, and it was only for about a month and a half. But when he's on, he can be a very effective pitcher, and I think they view him as having a spot in the rotation whenever he's healthy.
And John Edwards is the last one, and flexor strain in his right elbow, so possibly a return later in the month. But isn't that kind of concerning, just that kind of injury as far as what could be long term?
Yeah, it seemed we first heard about it at the end of spring training. It seemed, you hear that and it never sounds good. Apparently, he has no pain and there's no issues whatsoever. So to me, that's something that really we're probably not going to know the answer to how long term it could be until he starts throwing again. And if he throws, which is happening right now, essentially as I speak. So I guess once the reports come in on his throwing sessions, if everything feels good, it should be fine. The Padres were quick to say it was not elbow tightness, which it was elbow stiffness, which I guess you could make a distinction between the two. I'm not sure what it is, but one sounds a little bit better than the other. it'll come down to once he starts throwing again, if he feels anything. I spoke with him during the opening series, and he said he felt fine, but basically, hey, I need to get back on a mound to really know.
Okay, good updates. AJ, thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.